Sfarno Parshas Vayikra. So at the beginning of the Parsha, when it talks about people bringing karbanos in general, it says, Adam ki akriv mikem. So many of the Rishonim are bothered why it says it like that. A person that will be makriv from you. It should have said, Adam mikem ki akriv. That would have been the normal way to write it. Adam mikem ki akriv. One of you people who's makriv. What is it? Adam ki akriv mikem. A person who's makriv from you. So there are different answers. The Sfarno's answer is, ki yakriv mi'atzmechem, has to be that you give of yourself. Yet when you're bringing a carbon, you're not just bringing the carbon, you're bringing from you. And what does that mean? He says, bevidui dvarim, with vidui v'achna, and being machnir yourself, making yourself low before Hashem. As he says, zibchei elokim ruach nishbara, that the carbon for Hashem is a broken heart that has to go with it. I'm just reading his words. Ki ein chefetz baksilim amakrivim bilti achna kudamis. Hashem has no interest in a karban by someone who hasn't been machni himself beforehand. Because that's the idea of karbanos, is you're offering it to Hashem. We know what the Ramban says. It's as if you're bringing yourself as a karban. But the Sfarno is learning it from here. Mikem means you are literally bringing, you have to bring yourself. And we also, Chazal, like this foreigner brings, learn from here that it can't be a meshumid. Someone who is a mumber is not, who doesn't follow the Torah. He can't bring a karban. A yid, a guy, by the way, can. No matter whether he's a Rasha or a tzaddik, but, a yid can't be a mumber. You have to be, to offer a karban to Hashem, you have to be machnir yourself. And that's Adam ki akriv mikem. Again, it just is interesting that a meshumad, let's say someone who doesn't keep Shabbos or someone who worships Avodah Zarah, is worse than a guy. That's just a hara. The Sfarno points that out in exactly the words. Hinei ha-meshumadim gruim in agayim. A guy that doesn't have this problem. Why in that way are they better? So I could give you my own theories, but this is Sfarno's job. The Sfarno does not say explicitly why it would be that goyim are better in that way, but the fact is, if you're a yid, you can't be a meshumad. Okay, the Torah then goes on to tell you what you bring. We just described who brings it. Okay, it could be as long a yid who's shomer Torah mitzvos, or a guy, depending on the karban. And then we say, what can you bring? You bring bakar, tzon, behema, tarim, b'neyona, ofos. They're different things. You can't bring everything as a karban. It's specific types of animals, specific types of birds. Okay, so the Sfarno says, this explains why Hashem didn't accept Kayin's karban. Right, if you remember, Cain brought me pri ha'adama, and Hevel brought what we normally bring as karbanos, animals. In fact, Rashi says that Cain brought Zera Pishtan. That's never brought as a karban. So the Sfarno says there were two reasons why Hashem didn't accept Cain's karban. It says, El Cain ve'el min chaso lo sha'a. That actually says two parts. El Cain, el min chaso. Hashem didn't accept Cain, didn't accept his mincha. So the Sfarno says, it's exactly what I just explained to you. Cain was a min, as we see at the end. So he was not someone like a meshumad. He was not someone who could bring a karban. You can ask who says Cain was a min. After he killed his brother, he told Hashem, am I my brother's keeper? What do I know? To say lo yadati, I don't know what happened to Cain, to Hevel, it means he was a min, right? I think God doesn't know. It means he was a min. Anyway, that's what makes him a min. And also, min chaso, he brought Zera Pishtan, so that's not really for a karban. So it's very meduik. Cain and min chaso Hashem didn't turn to, because it wasn't the right person, and it wasn't the right karban. Now, interestingly, he also says Noach. Noach had the same thing. Noach brought from all the animals, right? All the tahor animals, he brought a karban. Well, you can't bring a carbon from every single animal. There's no carbon chicken, right? That's not a thing. It has to be specifically what the Torah said. So it says, "Vayerech Hashem esreich anichoach," that Hashem was mekabel the chelik of his carbonos that were roy lereich nichoach. The carbonos, the animals were roy for a carbon that he accepted as reich nichoach. So Hashem, some of them were reich nichoach, and some of them were not. Then the Sfarno goes on to explain that he said you need the right person, the right animal, and you have to do it pachana, and that's part of smicha. When you do smicha on the karban, so It's as if you're davening that your sin should go on the head of the karban, like we have by the Seir Mishtaleach, that they put all the sins on the goat that they throw off the cliff. Really, saying that's by every karban when you're doing smicha, that's kind of what you're doing. You're saying that the avera should go on this thing's head that's getting killed. And this is a type of an act of hachna. That's what it is. It's an act of hachna that's motzi, the machshava of tshuva that is in your heart, to action. And therefore, that's why it's a kapara on you. Okay, then we have different types of unique karbanos, skipping through the end, because it's very, not a lot of svarna on this parsha. Not so much anyway. So at the end, when it talks about special people doing an avera, like the Kohen Mashiach, or the Sanhedrin, so he's saying, so since the Kohen Mashiach, it's unlikely he would do a terrible avera, that's why it says, Im HaKohen Mashiach Yechata. So that's what the Sfarno says, because it's rachok shi kashal b'chait, therefore it's as if he will sin, meaning it's not would not be normal that he would sin with a, that he should need to bring such a karban. That's why it says im. Now, why would an avera ever happen to him? We're talking about it, that he did an avera that has a chiyuv chatas to it, you know, that it's kares by accident. So if a kohen mashiach, that means he's the kohen gadol, as a mashuach, it goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know, the really holy Kohen Gadol. How could it be that he did such a thing? So he says it would have to be because the people sinned. There's no way it would happen to the Kohen Gadol. And remember, this is a mistake. No such thing would happen to the Kohen Gadol unless the people were also bad. Because like it says this for no one, if the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake, it's a Simen Ra Lo. I'm sorry, it's a Simen Ra for the Tzibur. If you have someone who davens, if it's a personal thing you make a mistake for, it's a simen ra to that person. If you're a shliach tzibur, it's a simen ra for the tzibur. So the Kohen Gadol is like a shliach tzibur. So if he does a terrible avera, it's a simen ra for Klal Yisrael. But normally it should not happen. Then the Sfarno says something even more incredible. It says, it doesn't say v'ashem, like it says by all other chotim. And he says because the Kohen, it's not his fault. It's the Am's fault. If it happened to him, it's only because the Am is bad. So it doesn't say v'ashem because it's not really his sin. Ki lo milibo haya chet klal v'akar lo la'ashmas Am, is because the rest of the kahal sinned. It's not his fault. Okay, then when the Sanhedrin, if they make a mistake by to paskin something wrong by chiyuv chatas, is also a carbon, and it also says there chatas kahal hu, because that's also a bad sign for the kahal. Well, there they actually sinned, but it's the Sanhedrin got messed up. It's really chatas kahal, meaning it's the sin of the door caused them to paskin wrong. That's all by those two. Then we have Asher Nasi Yechatan. That's the president, the king. If he sins, it doesn't say, like it said by the Kohen Mashiach, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechata. By the Nasi, it says, Asher Nasi Yechata. Because like the Sfarno said, by Kohen Mashiach, he shouldn't be sinning. It shouldn't happen. The Nasi, very common for a Nasi to sin. It says, Vayishman Yishron Vayirivat, we get rich and powerful, it can make a person sin. So Asher Nasi Yechata means it's likely he'll sin. Okay, then we have he talks about the parsha of the Asham Tali. Asham Tali is somebody is not sure if they by accident did a Chiyuv Karis, Chiyuv Chatas, so they bring an Asham Tali in the meantime. So, what is the nature of that kind of karban? The Pasuk says, if someone did this, again, we're talking about someone who's not sure they did anything wrong. V'lo yada, and it says, V'ashem v'nasa avono. And he sinned, and he's ashem, he sinned, and he'll carry his sin. Does that mean if he actually turns out that he did the avera? Or anyway, this Sfarno says, no, anyway. It was a sin that he doesn't know. Meaning, how did you even possibly do a chiyuv karis? Meaning, there's a reason there's a karban if someone violates an Isser Karis B'Shogeg, because they should have been more careful. Even being in a state of suffix about that is an avera. The person should have been more careful. And therefore, let's say it turns out he finds out, like, he brings this karban Asham Tali, then he finds out he did nothing wrong. It turns out the mediate was not Karis, it was okay. So did he bring Chula Nazar? You're not allowed to bring a karban for no reason. No, it's not Chula Nazar. He did an avera in that he put himself in a situation where it was even a suffix by him. A person should be more careful that there shouldn't even be a case of a suffix that they violated an Isser Karis. Okay, that's it.